and Folk Life Park, open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vermilionville also serves award-winning, authentic local cuisine at its restaurant from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vermilionville is located at 300 Fisher Road near the Lafayette Airport. The phone number is 337-233-4077. More information on their Facebook page and vermilionville.org. Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal for over 32 years. Acadian Pawn provides local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street and 110 Gilbo Road in Lafayette. More information at acadianpawn.com. acadianpawn.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Democratic House leaders are trying to negotiate the terms of a multi-trillion-dollar spending bill on social programs. It's championed by progressives, but Democratic moderates want to reduce the cost. Progressives say they won't support a separate infrastructure bill if the larger spending bill doesn't advance, too. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports that means House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had to delay a vote Thursday on the infrastructure bill.
Pelosi was forced to postpone a vote on a $1 trillion bill to upgrade the nation's roads, bridges, and transit systems. She says there will be a vote today. But she's still facing a revolt from liberals in her party who want agreement on the broader spending package for programs they call human infrastructure, costing an estimated $3.5 trillion. But President Biden and top Democratic leaders in Congress will likely have to scale back that number. They need all Democrats to stick together to pass a bill and avoid a Republican filibuster. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, a more moderate Democrat, says he wants a more targeted bill costing $1.5 trillion. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
Drug maker Merck says it has developed new medication to treat people with COVID-19. NPR's Joe Palca reports the company says the experimental drug cut the number of COVID hospitalizations and deaths in half.
Treatment started within 5 days of the appearance of symptoms, and also all the people in the study were at risk of severe disease because of some underlying health problem. Half got the drug, half got the placebo, and 7% of the patients receiving the drug were either hospitalized or died, compared with 14% who received placebo. So that's cutting the rate in half.
NPR's Joe Palca reporting. The company will ask the Food and Drug Administration for emergency authorization to distribute the medication. The Supreme Court says Justice Brett Kavanaugh has tested positive for the coronavirus. The court says Kavanaugh was vaccinated in January and is showing no symptoms of COVID. The government of Qatar is criticizing the Taliban for placing restrictions on the education of girls in Afghanistan. NPR's Arzu Rezvani has details.
Qatar's foreign minister, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani, says the Taliban's position on girls' education in Afghanistan so far is, quote, a step backwards and very disappointing. He is encouraging the Taliban government to look to Doha as a model for how to run a more inclusive Islamic system. It's been nearly 2 weeks since middle and high school boys resumed classes, but teenage girls are still at home. Qatar has been a key broker between the Taliban and the rest of the world since the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. While it has called out the group for its restrictions, Qatar has also urged countries not to isolate Afghanistan with the Taliban back in power. Arzu Rezvani, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 110 points. This is NPR. Today is the birthday of former President Jimmy Carter. He is 97 years old. Carter is the oldest former U.S. president ever. An aide to former President Carter says he'll spend the day quietly at home in Plains, Georgia. The European Union has postponed trade talks with Australia. That comes after Australia canceled a submarine contract with France in favor of a submarine deal with the United States. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports, EU officials say the delay has nothing to do with anger over the cancellation of the French deal.
Australia announced the EU had postponed the talks aimed at forging a trade deal. This move was not entirely unexpected after the French government's fury toward Canberra's sudden cancellation of the agreement for France to build it a submarine fleet, a deal worth tens of billions of dollars. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has questioned whether the trade agreement is still possible, but spokesman Eric Mamet Maya insists that's not why this round is postponed.
The EU is not in the business of punishing anybody. The substance of the negotiation is one that definitely requires a lot more effort, and therefore it is not unusual such decisions are taken.
The talks are tentatively expected to continue next month. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Scientists are tracking a couple of volcanoes. The Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island is erupting lava, but that is staying inside the volcanic crater. Another, in Spain's Canary Islands, is sending lava flowing down to the Atlantic Ocean. Officials say it's triggering toxic gas. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include CyberReason, a cybersecurity company dedicated to helping enterprises stop ransomware. While attackers hold businesses to ransom, CyberReason works to protect them. More at cyberreason.com/ransom.
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 3 hours, at which time we do invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer. That's at 1 o'clock, and after that at 3 o'clock, stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We're going to start off this hour with music from Buddy Guy. Buddy, originally from Lettsworth, Louisiana, he got his start in on the Baton Rouge blues scene, working for a Baton Rouge harp player and band leader, Rafael Neal. And Buddy went up to Chicago around 1957, and the rest is blues history. From 1965, here's Buddy Guy with Leave My Girl Alone.
Girl alone. drifted off in the dead of night. Lips are blue in the cheap black light. Stood so tall when he was on his feet. But that overdose put you underneath. It's another mother that lost her son in the river of oblivion. It's another daughter that's way too young in the river of oblivion. She went down to forget herself and the story she had left to tell. Measured down to the milligram, but a tired heart doesn't give a damn. It's another mother that lost her son river of oblivion. It's another daughter that's way too young in the river of oblivion.
River of Oblivion. That was Eric Johansson from his disc Below Sea Level. That came out last year. He's from New Orleans and been around a while, originally from Alexandria, Louisiana. He was a protege of Tab Benoit, also worked with Cyril Neville and Terrence Simeon and others, and he shared the billing on with Tiffany Pollock on an album called Blues in My Blood that came out in 2019. Got some good airplay on this one. He was preceded preceded by Buddy Guy. We heard Buddy Guy from 1965. Buddy Guy opened up the second hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS with Leave My Girl Alone, a number that Stevie Ray Vaughan would later cover. Speaking of which, we're going to turn next to Doyle Bramhall, a fine drummer originally from Dallas, songwriter, singer, worked with Marsha Ball and others, and with his friend Stevie Ray Vaughan at times. We're going to listen to a track from Doyle Bramhall's disc Bird Nest on the Ground, one he recorded back in the early 1980s with Stevie Ray on guitar. Doyle Bramhall with a number called Too Sorry.
I'm too sorry for you. 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 I can't do what you want me to. I can't do what you want me to. Sometimes I feel we're almost through. Sometimes I feel we're almost through. I'm too sorry for you. I'm too sorry for you. When you want me there, you give a smile, I give a stare. I leave woman when you want me there. You give a smile, I give a stare. I'm too sorry for you. I'm too sorry for you. Bye bye, baby, bye bye. Sorry.
South so much there, so I want to tell you a little bit about this so you'll understand what I'm talking about. See, down there they got this little plant that grows out in the field in the woods, and it looks sort of like a turnip green. But the people down there pick it up and they take it home and they eat it. It's called poke salad. Now listen, boy, pay attention. I said poke salad. All right? But I knew this little girl, man, she was fine as the day was long. And every day around supper time, she'd go out there in the woods and just pick a great big bag full of it. And she'd take it home and they'd have it for supper. But I'm going to tell you the truth, they didn't have much else. They were happy. They made it, man. They didn't complain. Yes, indeed. I want a bit of that poke salad now myself. Down in Louisiana, alligators grow so mean. They lived a little girl, I swear to the world, made the alligators look tame. Poke salad, Annie. Poke salad, Annie.
everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, spiteful, vicious woman, y'all. Every day before supper time, she come down to my truck back. Pick her a mess of poke salad, carry it home in a tote sack. Poke salad, Annie, Gator's got your granny.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. That's a mean, spiteful, straight razor tote mama. Daddy was laid in no count, claim he had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for stealing watermelons out of my truck patch. Poke salad, Annie, the Gator's got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause the mama was working on the chain gang. I'm getting hungry, I got to go. Hope. Salad.
Poke Salad Annie, recorded at Dockside Studios on the Bayou in Maurice, Louisiana, back during the summer of 1994. That was Chicago blues harp player and vocalist Billy Branch giving his version of that Tony Joe White classic, Billy Branch. He was preceded by Doyle Bramhall. We heard the late Doyle Bramhall along with the late Stevie Ray Vaughan, recorded back in the early 1980s, and doing a track from Doyle's disc, Bird Nest on the Ground, that came out back in 94 on Antone's Records. Doyle Bramhall doing a number called Too Sorry. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to another Tony Joe White tune. Tony Joe White, a native Louisianian. We're going to turn, though, to a lady from New York City by the name of Ellie Wininger. She has a brand new disc out called The Blues Never End. She's been around long enough to have heard Lightning Hopkins, John Hurt, and a number of others in the village many, many years ago. And she also was taught some guitar by the likes of David Bromberg and others. She is a really good acoustic guitar player. Going to turn to a Tony Joe White tune. She does changes the style a bit, but a nice job. Here is Ellie Wininger here on KRVS with her rendition of As the Crow Flies. Thank you. Kid Mo here on KRVS from his disc, Just Like You, More Than One Way Home. That disc came out back in 1996, one of his early efforts. Next year, well, I should say before that, we heard Ellie Wininger from her new disc, The Blues Never End. She did a Tony Joe White tune, her interpretation of As the Crow Flies. Music next here on the Blues Box from John Lee Hooker. We're going to go back to November of 1967. Here's John Lee with a number called Backbiters and Syndicators.
Backbiters and Syndicators standing all around the door. Every day, hoping I go away to stay. Ooh, ooh, ooh. All gonna run my happy home. When the day come, you leave these syndicators alone. I can't understand the good that they don't mean you no good. I can't understand the good that you don't know they don't mean you no good. Find these kind of people in every neighborhood. Can't you see them standing around the door? Backbiting syndicator. Can't you see them standing around the door? I'm gonna move on down the line. I don't have to be bothered no more.
Walk down when I'm three.
Taj Mahal, recorded in Los Angeles. Taj Mahal recorded back in August of 1967, some early Taj. It's a rendition of a number called Leaving Trunk, an old Sleepy John Estes tune. Estes recorded from 1929 to around 1941, and then again after his rediscovery in 1959. Taj Mahal, early in his career, his recording career, was mining a lot of just wonderful blues songs that were really, really fairly obscure back then. Remember that it was all on LPs, on long-playing albums, and of course, 78s, and you couldn't find some of that stuff very easily at all. Before we heard Taj Mahal, we heard John Lee Hooker from 1967, recorded in Chicago with Louis Myers on blues harp, Eddie Kirkland also on guitar, along with Hooker. Hooker doing a number called Backbiters and Syndicators. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to Terry Robb from Oregon. He has been recording for quite a number of years now. Absolutely amazing acoustic guitar player. We're going to go back to 1994 and his disc Acoustic Blues Trio. He has got a rendition of a John Lee Hooker tune for us called I Need Lovin' Now. Your daddy right. You can't love
is how it makes me feel. I said, love me. Yeah, love your daddy right. Can't love me till I don't want no more. I need loving now, baby, now. I need loving now. If I don't get no loving now, baby, I go back in the ground. I said, love me.
Gory Block from her disc Blues Walking Like a Man, a tribute to Son House. And that was her rendition of Dry Spell Blues, a number that Son House first recorded back in 1930 during his recording session for Paramount Records. He went up to Grafton, Wisconsin with Willie Brown and also Charlie Patton. And was it Louise Johnson? Yeah, Louise Johnson. Anyway, a nice rendition of that tune, interesting one. Before that, we heard Terry Robb from his disc Acoustic Blues Trio doing a rendition of a John Lee Hooker tune called I Need Lovin' Now. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Son House himself, a very, very important first-generation blues recording artist. He was, according to some, a mentor to Robert Johnson and to a number of other people of later generations. Here he is recorded for the Library of Congress by Alan Lomax back in 1942 in Robinsonville, Mississippi.
Beside my pony, hitch up my black mare. Baby, beside my pony, hitch up my black mare. Gonna find my rider, baby, in his world somewhere. Baby, already trained. Won't you get up in the saddle, tighten up on your rein? I got something to tell you, baby, when I get the chain. got something to tell you, baby, when I get a chance. That I don't wanna marry, baby, wanna be your man. Hello, Sandra, what's the matter with your line? Hello, Sandra, what's the matter with your line? Come a storm that night, baby tore them wide down. Said them Memphis women like something fit to eat.
Elvin Youngblood Hart with his rendition of Pony Blues. That's an old Charlie Patton tune. And Patton recorded from 1930 to 1934. And a fine job on this number. This is from a disc called Big Mama's Door that came out in 1996. Elvin Youngblood Hart from Oakland, California, but spent a bit of time with relatives in Mississippi and fell in love with a classic Delta style blues. Before hearing Elvin Youngblood Hart, we heard the legendary Sun House from some Library of Congress recordings done by Alan Lomax. He did a couple of different sessions, one in 1941 and one in 1942. We heard an example of the one in 1942 and recorded in Robinsonville, Mississippi. We heard Sun House doing a number for us called Depot Blues. Sun House was one of the most emotive of those early Delta blues singers. He really projected, and his guitar style was somewhat percussive. And these recordings, without these recordings, there would be the commercial recordings he did, only a couple of tracks or so that he did in 1930, and then other material that he recorded in the 60s after he'd been rediscovered. But by that time, he was not the guitar player he had once been, didn't have the vibrancy, but he was still good at it. But anyway, the Lomax recordings are an absolute essential component of any library of music of Sun House. We're going to turn next here on KRVS back to Terry Robb. We heard him a few minutes ago, doing a rendition of I Need Lovin' Now, the old John Lee Hooker tune. We're going to turn to Terry Robb from a disc called Stop This World. He's going to do a number he calls Buck Dance 2. It's his second rendition of this on disc. It's actually an old John Hurt tune that Hurt called both Buck Dance and also Stockwell. Again, Terry Robb from a disc called Stop This World.
Thank you.
Terry Robb once again with Buck Dance 2, or Stockwell. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, on Facebook at KRVS Public Media, and our URL, our website, is located at krvs.org. We are a member-supported public radio, and would like to thank those of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. And if you're not a member, we hope you'll consider becoming one if you enjoy what you hear, which we certainly hope that you do, and you can pledge your support anytime online at krvs.org. And we will be having a fundraiser kicking off about the middle of this month.